Well, children, today you can enjoy with an interesting poem. Do you like? Yes, definitely. Before starting my lesson, I would like to focus your attention to our competency. Competency 5. Extract specific information from various types of text. Here, my focus is on competency level 5.3. Extract specific information from various types of simple texts. Well, in this competency, you should be able to find specific information from the given text. Okay, children, for finding information, what do we have to do? Can you tell me? What do we have to do? Yes, of course. Usually, to get information, we do ask question. By asking this question, we can extract specific information. Good. Here, you will be able to find WH question, Putala. Okay. Can you remember what are the WH question words? Let's discuss. What? What is used for asking information about something? Okay. What is used for asking information about something? When? When is used asking for a time? When is used asking for time? Where? Where is used for asking about place? Who? Whom? Who and whom both are used for asking about person? Why? Why is used for asking for reason? How? How is asking about a procedure or a method? Okay? Then which? Which? Which is used for asking an option or a choice? Dear children, hope you are having with the knowledge of question words. However, I again hear Puntala, please notice and better to note down. What? What is focusing on something? Okay. Where? Where is for place? Who and whom? For a person. Why? Why is for a reason? How? How is for a procedure or a method? And which? Which is for an option or a choice. Dear children, shall we move to the lesson now? Okay. I selected a poem as your text today. I think all you can enjoy with on the railway bridge. My dear children, let's have a look at your activity sheet. Okay, let's recite the poem. Activity 1. On the railway bridge. On the railway bridge. The signal is up, so a train is due. I ran to the bridge for a better view. As the train draws in and slows to a stop, I get excited and jump and hop. People are in with luggage and bags, and guard steps down with his red and green flags. He looks at his watch. Tis time to depart. He waves green to the driver, who knows he must start. So off they go, and I wave them away. Oh, I'll be a driver or guard one day. Well done, dear children. I think you can guess what we are going to do next. Yes, we have to go through the poem and find the answers given below. Before that, I would like to discuss the main points of the poem. The poem says about an experience of the writer. Okay? The writer narrates his personal experience nicely. In the first two lines say, how does he enjoy with the scene of a railway station? Let's see. The signal is up, so a train is due. I run to the bridge for a better view. As he prefers to watch the arrival of the train, he runs to the bridge. Okay? Then he could see better view of this fantastic scene. Dear children, as well as he wonders to see how the train is stopped, and he gets excited, jumps and hops. Yes, you can see it in third and fourth lines. Let's see. As the train draws in and slows to a stop, I get excited and jump and hop. Dear children, the middle part of the poem says the things which people are doing. Yes, people hurrying with luggage and bags. Did you notice it? Okay. In the next part of the poem says about a person. Who is he? Yes, he is the guard. He is the person who is in the railway station. Then, and the guard steps down with his red and green flags. Actually, it says about something in his hand. Did you notice it, Putala? Excellent. They are red and green flags. They are red and green flags. Dear children, next two lines say, he looks at his watch. It is time to depart. He looks at his watch. It's time to depart. The guard look at his watch. Why? Why? Yes. Why did he look at his watch? Yes, of course. He has to say the time to depart the train. Children, are you in a railway station now? Yes, actually. All we can see a beautiful picture of a railway station. Isn't it? Very good. Now we have come to the last stanza. He waves green to the driver, who knows he must start. Here you will notice a sign. To start train, the guard should wave the green flag. After the sign of the guard, the driver knows it is time to leave. Good. So off they go, and I wave them away. Oh, I'll be a driver or a guard one day. Children, please refer the last lines of this poem. It says how the writer enjoys with this real moment and how he loves to the train. He wishes to be a driver or a guard one day. Here he tries to say his future dream too. So my dears, I think all you enjoyed with this poem on the railway bridge. Very good. Now you have to find the answers for the given questions. Shall we move to the questions? Yes. Question number one. Why does the writer run to the bridge? Why does the writer run to the bridge? Here you should identify the question word. Why? Why is used for asking about reason? Did you notice it? I know you are very keen to find the reason. You can find the answer in second line. I run to the bridge for a better view. I run to the bridge for a better view. Did you got? Yes, well done. The answer is for a better view. The answer is for a better view. Next, question number two. When the writer gets excited, what does he do? When the writer gets excited, what does he do? Children, are there two question words? No. All you have to remember here. We have to use when as a conjunction here. Okay? So, what is the question word? It asks, what does he do when he gets excited? What does he do when he gets excited? You will be able to find the answer in fourth line. Let's see. I get excited and jump and hop. I get excited and jump and hop. So my dears, what is the answer? The answer is jumps and hops. There is something to be noticed. The answer should be in S form because we are talking about the writer. If there is a singular subject, we have to use verb S in present. Good. So we have to convert jump and hop into jumps and hops. I think all you got the idea. Excellent. Next, I will move to the question number three. What does guard look at when it is time to depart? What does the guard look at when it is time to depart? In this question, you can identify what is as the question word. Okay? But When is its conjunction? Okay. The question, what does he God look at? What does the God look at? It means the God is looking at something to say the time. What is that? Did you have the answer? You have to go through the second stanza and find the answer. Well done. You will see the answer in last two lines of the second stanza. He looks at his watch. It is time to depart. He looks at his watch. It's time to depart. Good. He looks at his watch. The answer, at his watch. Very good. Now we are in question number 4. Dear children, hope you are correcting your answers. Well, shall we move to the question number 4? Okay. What are the colors of the flags the God has in his hand? What are the colors of the flags the God has in his hand? Dear children, it is very easy to find the answer. Please refer the 8th line. Good. And the God steps down with his red and green flags. It says about the colors of the flags. It says about the colors of the flags. What are they? Very good. Red and green. Red and green. The flags are in red and green colors. Now we have come to the last question. Let's read, Putala. Okay. What does the writer want to be one day? What does the writer want to be one day? God. The question is asking about the dream of the poet. I think all you know the answer. We have already discussed about it. Can you tell me the answer? Excellent. He wants to be a driver or a guard. He wants to be a driver or guard. Well, dear children, we discussed all the things. I know all you enjoyed with the poem and you are able to find the answers for given questions. But I would like to go back again. Please correct your answers. Question number 1. Why does the writer run to the bridge? Why does the writer run to the bridge? The answer, for a better view. For a better view. Question number 2. When the writer gets excited, what does he do? When the writer gets excited, what does he do? The answer, jumps and hops. Jumps and hops. Question number 3. What does the God look at when it is time to depart? What does the God look at when it is time to depart? The answer, at the watch. At the watch. Question number 4. What are the colors of the flags the God has in his hand? What are the colors of the flags the God has in his hand? Red and green. Red and green. Last question. What does the writer want to be one day? What does the writer want to be one day? A driver or guard? A driver or a guard? Okay, children. Now we have come to the end of our lesson. Hope you enjoy with the poem on the railway bridge. And I think you learned how to extract specific information by scanning a poem today. I would like to wind up our session and hope to meet you with another lesson of Runu Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Muthumini Jayasingha. Goodbye, children.